You don't have no knowledge that any one of these are going to be interesting.
Do you have any knowledge?
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. No.
I mean, the letter helps explain. Fortunately, it wasn't involved with any law conflict or something else that would cause you to not be able to sell.
Okay.
But
so
I don't know. To me, that's a hell of a good buffer between this and this.
Yes. Well, and this has always, you know,
look,
she needs to mail out the
check. You can have this copy. I mean, you know, look, they're decisions. You understand? But I mean, I'm all for looking for money. I don't know. I don't know. She asked, maybe she made the inquiry. I don't know. Don't ask me. Does it make sense?
No.
I mean, I don't think you're going to get any money out of it. And you sure don't want to sliver.
I know. No.
The only problem is I don't know if there's
David,
enough room to get everything.
You're on Wednesday. Right.
That's the real problem. You know, to me, what you got is,
it'll be you and Stan.
It's a nice buffer on Wednesday.
It is, because
Mike and Aaron will be on Thursday.
You can this prettier.
Right, and these people like
4:45.
The seclusion. There's a separation.
What?
I just don't think it would be
eaten
by selling that and put on the tax roll.
We want to make them as nervous as possible.
Right.
I didn't mean for them. I'm sure for us.
You know, that's yours. I mean, whether he got a copy of that, I don't know.
So
okay. You guys do what you want.
Okay. It's
other jurisdiction. I just, all I'm concerned with is that does everyone understand what the consequences
are? Right.
You know, and I just don't think they're going to solve all those people.
No.
That's correct.
Because I don't think anyone's asking. I know.
No, no.
And they seem to
use your own good judgment as to what you think.
If we cannot get them.
Okay.
How are you, buddy?
How are you?
Nice to
I defer to the chair. I always thought
I didn't want to be the last one to say Happy New Year.
I think so too.
So this is their
happy summer. I'd rather
that's
say.
It.
Yeah.
I hear you.
And you are you and your winner. Remember that global warming is already a set precedent with committee members.
Don't jinx it, please.
It's going to
lock them in.
Lock them in, and then if they do one night,
I was coming here.
And I think there's been a few that have expressed interest for
it.
Yeah, we can start there.
It's an experiment.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, just so you know, is I'm asking
you to move over and do my garden.
Wow, it's just any tonight, huh? You know, nice.
Those are nice. From the spring into gardening.
I like those.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I have two gifts. I have centennial gifts.
I used to tell people it isn't necessarily going to burn the bridge. It's that there's just no bridge there, and I'm the one who said that there's no bridge.
It's kind of quiet because the winter was going to start picking it up.
Right. He basically said he acts as a legal counsel about Well, I was going to say ask Kim. I think Kim's going to recommend that.
Bernie not?
Correct.
Why?
That they should hire their own.
No, it's not their own.
Yeah.
I mean, really. We got some nominations.
No. Frank's a pretty stand-up guy. You know, I mean, if he I don't know. It does make it.
His thought was on
it. Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'm okay with that. That's good. Leave the rest of them alone. The message of it's fine where they are.
My family too.
Well, that means you have to find the freaking both communities that are very capable.
Hey Teddy, is this our microphone?
Yeah, it is. No. Yep.
We don't have our little streaming thing.
Because they start going
on the radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I may call this meeting to order, please. It's 6:32 and we want to get started. I think so. Teddy, is the recorder on?
It is.
Okay.
It's blinking red.
All right. Thank you. I did get a text message from Supervisor Kohlmeyer, who will not be in attendance right away this evening. And I know that Supervisor Underhill is excused. And we have one of our youth in governance here. And we have people still struggling in. So I would like to recognize that Chairman Molinaro is here tonight. And it is Director Winnett's birthday today, as well as we are celebrating the 95th anniversary of Extension Education today. I wanted to get this in this year so that we could do it before the new board was seated and we could have our committee together. I'm not sure when we have our meeting in April if how many of them will actually show up if they haven't been reelected to the board. So it always happens. So also tonight we have Steve Adams with us. He is the Public Involvement and Outreach Manager of Sewer PAC. And if Steve, you want to just give a brief.
I'll make it real brief.
Okay.
Good evening, everybody. Indicated Steve Adams from the Sewer PAC. My purpose here is just as an observer. I try to, as part of the public involvement and outreach, try to go around to various public meetings to let people know about Sewer PAC, some of the things we do. I do have some handouts on our housing plan, which we're in the middle part of 2-year study. George is on our advisory committee, so if you can take those on the way out. And, we do a lot of stuff, and so if you ever want us to give you an update, we'd be more than glad to come in and do an update to the committee. So thank you.
Great, thank you. Okay. Does anyone have any questions real quick for Steve? No? Okay, now we have our second youth in governance. We have a full house. This is like the most people that we've ever had attend one of our meetings.
I feel like you all came to my birthday party.
That's
why.
I feel like it's my birthday party. You all came.
Yes. Okay. Director's report.
Well, I do want to thank everybody for your support in initiating the resolution to recognize our 95th in Kenosha County anniversary and the centennial for Cooperative Extension. And it's a bonus that you're here celebrating with cake and all the good stuff. So I passed out and distributed to you, and Heather, I'm going to have to make sure you get a set, okay, of the new document that's just been published by Cooperative Extension around our 100 years, 100 years of growing a strong Wisconsin, and then a nice little post-it note. So you can constantly remember and remind yourself of our centennial. So that's just a piece. So thank you for that, and our resolution will be forwarded to the Cooperative Extension Dean's Office and becomes part of all the resolutions that are. The goal is 72, so we'll see if we'll be successful in achieving that. So,
that would be great.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's it? Okay, I see that John stepped out.
I have the youth and governance update.
Oh, you have
the,
okay.
Yep. I want to report that we received 159 nominations. Isn't that incredible? I mean, that's just really
is
impressive.
Is that the highest number that we've ever had?
I'm going to look at Donna. I don't think no? so. I think we had over 170 last
173
year.
173 at last year.
Okay. Yeah. John and I and Megan Jacob gave a presentation to the Rotary about 3 weeks ago, and even after nominations had technically closed, we still gave opportunities for anybody present to still nominate, and we were sharing with Chairman Molinaro that three people walked up and said, I'd love to nominate my child. Oh, yeah, definitely. So it was just real positive. Megan did a fabulous job sharing from her perspective about what it means to be able to sit on a committee. So that was, it was really good. Of those 159 nominations, they were from 11 different high schools. All of them received the congratulations, you've been nominated letter and invited to apply for a slot on youth and governance. Of that, then, we received 40 applications as of yesterday. So 40 applications were received, and 27 then were invited for interviews. And the interviews are going to be scheduled for Wednesday, March 28th, and Thursday, March 29th. Those 27 youth represent 8 high schools, high schools in Kenosha County. We are well on our way to filling youth and governance piece slots on committees for the 2012-2013 year.
Okay.
Do you have enough interviewers for the 20th and 29th? Is that the date?
That is, 28th and 29th.
You're covered there?
Yes. Yeah, the two last slots on there are reserved for our youth and governance to sit in on.
Trina, we're going to ask the one
great.
For Heather.
Have we done that before?
Yes, we have. Every year.
Trying to include the youth who are on this committee.
Oh, perfect. I didn't realize we were doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Just a quick update. I did present again to Salem Town Hall on Monday night, and they are getting, they're ramping up to follow in our footsteps. Once we are done with our piece of it, then we take the ones that are left over from the Salem area, and I present those to the town board, and they are putting a small committee together, two community members, two board members, and one staff person. And they will look at the people that are the youth that are left from our area and seat them on our planning and zoning and our park commission. So we're moving along.
Great. Youth involvement, that's awesome.
Yes. Okay, next we have a discussion of recommendations from County Board Committee Evaluation Report.
I made copies for committee members, and there are enough for youth and governance. There aren't any for staff. Just to help guide the discussion, I don't have any highlighted. I highlighted my copy just so we could zero in on any recommendations that were made to the Extension Education Committee, really known as the Planning, Development, and Extension Education Committee pieces. But I thought it might be helpful for you to see the recommendations. So.
So everyone has had a chance to read these, I'm sure, fairly thoroughly, I'm going to guess. I've had some comments on the board floor about it. I've had some comments through my committee members about it. I know that Extension Education was probably one of them that was the most affected by the combination of it, and I think we've kind of addressed that with the suggestion that maybe we start at 6 o'clock during the next term and see how that goes, because then you're back to your one-hour time slot, and then planning and development can begin at 7 as usual. And that would depend on how you and your staff feel. I always try to accommodate you guys as much as I can. And I know that there'll probably be new members on the board, and the committee is certainly going to change. Chairman, do you have anything?
Not necessarily, other than, well, I think you made a statement to me or sent me an email, one or the other, that with regard to the Land Use Committee, there's a public hearing starting at 7 o'clock per the ordinance. Is that an ordinance issue, George?
No, it's not an ordinance issue.
No, it's, but it has to be published. So once we set that time, then we can't really change
right.
it.
We've had it at different times over our career here, but 7 o'clock, it seemed to work pretty well for everybody else. We were making sure people got home and from dinner, and that the townspeople, if they wanted to show up, could have enough time to get over here, so that was the reason we did that.
And I would just ask the sense of this committee and certainly staff, from a timing standpoint, that I guess is one of the issues that I think is probably maybe most troubling of the consolidation or the reorganization that was done, which is the limitation for time to the extension committee. So I'm wondering if you start at 6 or in addition to that, you move the start of the public hearing to 7:15. Mm-hmm. 7:30, I suppose we could argue that 7:30 isn't a problem today, but if we go back to the way things were 4 or 5 years ago, they can get to be some pretty lengthy meetings, and that half hour really does make a difference.
Yeah.
And I'm speaking from experience as well.
I think we haven't had the lengthy meetings like we used to, but who knows what...
And when that time comes, and that's why I ask about the ordinance. If it isn't an ordinance issue where I thought it was somehow tied into the ordinance, you know, you could maybe move it to 7:15, 7:30 and back that off if you need to in the future. But certainly I think you need to make sure you give extension enough time and ample opportunity to do the bring to the committee what needs to be brought to the committee and allow for the discussion that's there.
And depending upon the agenda, sometimes we didn't start until 6:15 because it was a lighter agenda and we wanted to be done by 7 to allow supervisors to get upstairs for the county board meeting. And so there may be the option to have the flexibility depending upon the...
I don't remember my tenure on the extension committee of anyone from the public being there at all. Maybe there was. So you, I think you have the ability to go to make some adjustments between
right.
6 and 6:15 or 6:30, depending on the agenda, without, you know, the public hearing is a little bit different. You have developers who are there regularly, that type of thing.
It's more structured.
Where I think you have to be a little bit more regimented in terms of your start time, but extension, I think it's primarily staff and supervisors. I think you've got the ability to make that adjustment from meeting to meeting, but I would like to see some additional time provided to extension
right.
to make sure we're not cutting it short.
Well, we've made an accommodation tonight by moving the extension portion
right.
of the meeting here in a smaller, more intimate setting, because we did that when we didn't have a the land use portion of the meeting, I'll
right.
say. And so this is yet another accommodation we're sort of experimenting with tonight
right.
to see this and then moving over to the public hearing portion.
Right.
So.
And I think we found that having it in the smaller room works much better because it's more of a casual
meeting. I assume that's what you were doing.
Originally it was all over there.
Yeah.
You know, and then the developers would come in or people with rezonings or whatever, they'd all be sitting over there waiting for
sure.
their portion to
and
start.
And being a little confused, I think, about what was going on.
Yeah.
They were late.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
are these people yeah. doing up there talking?
Much of what we've done when we had the hearings was to set the time so that the citizens as well as the public officials would always know when we started.
Exactly.
Some didn't like the Wednesday, but we pulled them off. Supervisor Funk was on the board, and that got all screwed up because what happened is it threw everybody else out of whack. So we came back to Wednesdays, and it was felt to keep it firm at a certain time. That way everybody out there knows consistently what we're doing, because it's a public hearing versus
mm-hmm.
just a meeting with the staff. If you're meeting with the staff, whether it's our staff, Teddy's staff, we can meet whatever. We'll do what we have to do.
The other question I had is I want to understand from the committee what you believe the role or responsibility of the thank you, young man. I go well with the brownie. I had bombs before I came over.
By the way, there is white and chocolate cake.
Well, yes. Obviously doesn't know me very well.
I know. I think Donna started on the white side.
After all the time we spent together, I thought he'd know me better than that. What the sense from the committee is in terms of what the responsibility is with regard to this issue. Is it your intention to bring something back to the board? Is this a wrap-up discussion?
I didn't get a chance to look at the resolution that we passed. What does the resolution say? Supervisor Holman, I'm sure that you have it up on your screen.
I'm looking for it.
And I'm intentionally not answering the question myself, because I want to understand what the committee is...
Well, depending on what the resolution says that we need to do, if it says that we need to still have a committee of the whole, because when we had the presentation by Extension Education, we didn't have any discussion after that as a committee of the whole. So if we still need to do that, then we may have to do that before the end of this term.
What could be an board meeting? Wouldn't need to be a committee of the whole, but
well,
it's certainly
right.
on the agenda at the next,
right.
at the last,
at the,
or well, it wouldn't be the last.
It would
next,
have to be the next meeting.
Meeting.
Right.
Thank
you. Oh, sure.
You can have my piece too.
See, he got the chocolate one. Did you see that? can swap
yours out. You could probably ask for chocolate. They're cutting.
No. Goes to my hips anyways.
Did you find it?
It's a lot of language.
I'm sorry, what?
It's a lot of language.
It was a short resolution.
Well, we had...
Sure.
Thank you. It was an addendum to
do
a
resolution. I'm not recalling anything in terms of...
Got it.
...time.
Therefore, be it resolved that the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors shall review at the Committee of the Whole meeting the committee restructuring no later than the second board meeting of January 2012. And be it further resolved that the Kenosha County Board of Supervisors directs each committee chair to be prepared to report on how the restructuring has affected their respective committee for review and discussion at the Committee of the Whole meeting.
Can you? I think we missed that January 12th.
Well, not necessarily, because we also didn't factor in what was going to be the analysis and survey that was done, which I think went above and beyond what was expected, other than just a simple report. And that report came from Extension Education Office rather than from individual chairman of the committee. So in that respect, I think you could argue that the intent of the ordinance certainly was met. But I do think it should be brought back to the board, and I can put on the next agenda for discussion if there is any, and follow up to the survey and the.
Just to finish out the resolution, I think mm-hmm. we probably should.
We had said in the discussion that it was going to be studied. I mean, that was part of the discussion. There's a notation here, the meeting minutes of the Legislative Committee. Joe Cardamone from the Corporation Counsel's Office said, rather than cluttering the ordinance with a time-specific review request, if the condition is not to be ongoing, my suggestion would be that the ordinance be passed or put forward as written, and the appropriate addendum would be a resolution passed by the board, indicating it is the intention that this ordinance be reviewed in the time frame discussed.
Put it on the next agenda.
I will. And again, I believe that the intent was met in a little bit different approach than what had been written. But I'll put it on the agenda, and I will place it on the agenda as general discussion.
General discussion, right.
The second whereas of Resolution 135 says the Kenosha County Board is cognizant that such a change is worthy of thoughtful review to evaluate the effectiveness of reorganization. And whereas it is the sense of the Kenosha County Board that such a review should be undertaken during the term of the county board.
Okay.
The present board, sorry. And then okay. It goes into the result.
This is the time to bring up any issues on this. I have mentioned twice on the county board floor now that we would be having this discussion tonight, and the only one present is Chairman Molinaro. So if anyone has any issues with the structure of the committee, they better speak now, because it's moving forward. I mean, this is our chance to discuss it.
The resolution says a committee of a whole,
right.
Not the county board. Discussions can be held in a committee of a whole that necessarily don't want to hold at a county board meeting. It's more of a committee than it is a board.
I don't agree with that. If it's on the agenda, a county board agenda, it is open for discussion on any level. I would even go so far as to put it on the agenda as discussion and possible action. What that action might be, I have no idea, but that gives you the ability to make a motion if you were so inclined. So I don't know that committee of the whole versus an agenda item on the county board is any more or less opportunistic in terms of what you may or may not want to do with the issue.
To me, a committee of the whole is a little more informal. You possibly have a little more discussion like you have at a committee meeting rather than at a county board meeting.
Supervisor Decker.
I would think that each committee, if they wanted to change, they would bring it up in their own self-committees like we are ourselves. And if they don't bring it up, then they're fine with it.
Right, and I believe that we have asked the chairman of each committee if there have been any issues other than the combination of prior to it. And Supervisor Hellman?
Seeing as I'm the one who brokered this and can actually talk about the intent behind it, the reason why it was worded that way is, given the structure that was laid out during that meeting, committee chairs have the potential to feel a certain way, which would be different from the membership of those committees. That's why committee chairs get to submit a report about how well it's going, as well as participate in committee-level discussion. There will be supervisors who feel more comfortable speaking in a committee of the whole than they will be speaking in a committee. I was aware of that from the get-go, given the way the discussion was going. So simply because someone might disagree in this setting, in a committee setting about the restructuring, they may not necessarily feel comfortable saying so, or even be in agreement with the current restructuring as the way that it stands, speaking in committee. That's why the committee of the whole option is there.
And I understand that. I don't understand the difference between the committee of the whole as opposed to a regular board meeting, because it's basically still the discussion is taking place. And I think that's what we want, right? We just want the discussion to take place.
That's true, but sometimes people feel a little more comfortable when they have like minds around them.
Okay.
That would feel more comfortable voicing whatever opinion it is that they had, whether they were for or against it. It was all about making folks feel comfortable.
So you want them to voice their opinion in their own committee?
Committee chairs get to give a report. Everybody else is with the committee of the whole, well, including the committee chairs, but that goes without saying.
But isn't that what they're allowed to do on the board floor, is to voice their opinion?
But we have it as a committee of the whole. I'm not following the distinction that you're trying to make.
Yes, I'm not following it.
At least where I'm sitting, I'm hearing two different, trying to get an answer to two different issues here. You're asking, is the committee of the whole any different than the county board?
Right.
I don't believe it is. If we have to do a committee of the whole to appease, I'll
call
a committee of the whole meeting at 7 o'clock next Tuesday and have the county board meeting at 7. It's immaterial to me if we want to do that. I think county board is synonymous with committee of the whole, mm-hmm. if it's agended properly and the discussion is allowed.
Let me ask, did I say county board? Because the resolution specifically calls for committee of the whole. I meant committee of the whole.
Right. No, you did say committee of the whole.
Okay.
What we're saying is there really isn't any different. It's really the same thing. The committee of the whole and the county board are really the same thing.
It is, but the whole plan in terms of discussing this was to do it in an informal fashion, which is why it specifies committee of the whole. To make it a little bit easier to talk about.
What time is our picture on Tuesday?
6:45.
That usually goes until
6:59 this time. we'll have a committee of the whole meeting at 7 o'clock. I'll make sure that it happens that way, and we'll get it done. Keep in mind, there was opportunity for questions and discussion mm-hmm. when the report was presented.
Mm-hmm.
So to suggest that was somehow cut off is, I think, inaccurate. Plenty of opportunity, none were raised.
Yeah.
And I might add, I believe that night I also encouraged committees to take the information presented and digest it in their committees,
mm-hmm.
so that specifically those recommendations that perhaps were targeted to a committee, they could wrestle with those recommendations within their committee setting themselves, so that they could decide, was there any merit to the recommendations provided, much as we started to do tonight with our extension committee portion of the meeting.
Right.
I'm not aware of it being on any committee agenda.
I don't think it was ever on any agenda.
It wasn't on human services.
So.
But see, again, I mean, that's not specified per se, that it could be that a committee chair writes a report or gives a verbal one. That's left open to interpretation. It doesn't say necessarily that a committee has to agenda it for discussion. You could take that a lot of ways.
It could be a chairman, under chairman comments, certainly.
Could, yeah.
I would hope it's understood that those comments are limited, cannot open it up to discussion or debate, given that if that's the way, in fact, it's reported. My only comment is the suggestion by Teddy to, in fact, have the discussion in committee. One would have to believe, if it's simply a report under chairman comments, there was no discussion.
It would be left up to however the chair decides to pursue it.
It could be, but then it would be a violation of open meeting because it wasn't agended as an issue for discussion. A report and a comment is a report and a comment. So I take it that it simply wasn't an issue where there was open discussion and that it was a closed book. The intent of the resolution, in my mind, was met with the survey. In fact, went beyond with the survey. The opportunity was there to discuss the findings of that survey in any committee. In any committee, for that matter, to bring it back to the county board if they were so inclined, and that didn't take place. Now, I'm not advocating that we don't have the discussion at the county board. If we do, I don't believe it needs to be a committee of the whole. If that's the will of this committee, I will agenda it for next Tuesday at 7 p.m.
With all due respect, Mr. Chairman, that was part of the agreement, that it be a committee of the whole discussion.
There was also no mention there about an extensive survey that was done, so... That's why I say I believe the intent was met. I'm not trying to close the issue. I'm telling you, I'll take it to a committee of the whole.
Chairman Rooney?
Yes.
I understand that Kenosha works on a committee level, works real well. Now we're talking about changing the structure of the committees, and it should be done by a committee of the whole, rather than the county board, which is the one that's going to move it ahead. So let's do it by committee, okay, as a committee in a whole, and then move it to the county board floor as we do everything else.
Okay. Chairman Molinaro, if you could please schedule a committee of the whole, and we will have this discussion on the board floor. Is there any particular comments that anyone wants to make about the extension education and planning and development that we are supposed to be discussing?
My comment is I believe we should move it the start of the meeting to 6 o'clock to allow more time for extension education.
I'll second that.
Instead of having it at 6:30.
John.
Hey, just real quick, looking at the time, knowing that we're coming up against another hearing, yeah. May I make the suggestion that flexibility might come into play? I appreciate the chair and her thinking of the staff, but I think of the supervisors and the youth and governance members. If planning and development has a huge agenda some night, I think we should have the flexibility to move that start time for all of you back to 6:15 or 6:30. We can be very flexible with our agenda. The other thing is providing a little bit more of a gap between when we end and when that hearing begins to give all of you time to move over and also get positioned over there. And that's my comment.
Can I make a friendly amendment?
You're making the same one.
Go ahead.
I would say we leave it up to the chair, and admit that the agenda is published far enough in advance. If every university extension comes up and says, hey, we need 45 minutes, or we'd like an hour, I'll leave it up to the chair to set the time for the university extension to 6:15. And then continue on with the planning and development at 7.
George, how far in advance do these notices have to be published for planning and development?
Well, we do ours 2 weeks ahead because we have to do class 2 notice. That's required by state law, you know, for our meetings, for the public hearing portion, you know.
Right.
I don't know that, you know, depending upon what Teddy needs and the staff needs here, as far as time with you people as a committee, can vary from month to month, right? Mm-hmm. So I think the worst thing would be if they only needed 15 minutes, let's say it was a lighter one, then you're sitting here for another half hour.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, I think there's some, what John is alluding to is on the money, I think. You gotta give yourself some flexibility with that.
Okay.
I'm more concerned with the public because of a public hearing. It's the only committee structure we have where that one is all public hearing.
Right.
Okay. If it wasn't and it was just staff, hey, I'm cool with whatever we got to do then.
Yeah. And I just want to be cognizant of the publications that we have to do.
That's right.
Chairman.
It would be my suggestion that you make a motion to adjust the start of the UW Extension meeting at 6 o'clock with the ability to be flexible on that start time based on its agenda. But more importantly, that you move planning and development, or the public hearing start time to 7:15, mm-hmm. To give yourself time to take a brief recess between the two meetings and convene and be on time for that convention and then of the public hearing. That's what I suggest that the committee does.
Can I accept that as a friendly driver?
Sure.
Question. Forgive my potential ignorance in this matter, but I thought that it was the prerogative of each committee chair to schedule meeting times as he or she sees fit.
It is, but this committee takes into account all of these people sitting in the room.
Right.
So as well as the supervisors.
So in terms of us setting something in stone right now, whomever the next committee chair may be, he or she, I mean, are we tying the hands of the...
Well, in a way we are, but in a way we are recommending to them that this is what's going to work best for this committee.
So it's a recommendation, it's not...
It is going to be a strong recommendation to them that this is the way that they handle this, these two committees.
And they got the flexibility.
Right.
Keep in mind, this is these start times are published in our directory.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, there's flexibility. The expectation is that it's consistent and generally carried through. And I think that's the recommendation, the directive that you're providing with this committee based on the experience of the committee on the particular issue, which is how you have adapted and married these two assignments together.
Yeah.
So I think it's certainly well within the purview of this committee to make that recommendation. You have the knowledge of 2 years of or less than 2 years of implementing this particular approach, and I think you need to be cognizant of that and make that recommendation to the incoming committee.
So I have a first.
Yes, I accept the friendly amendment.
Oh, did you accept the friendly amendment?
Yes, I accept.
I have a first and a second. Any other questions by the committee? Does staff have any questions? You know, I always like your input.
What exactly are we amending?
I know, you have to follow the amendments to the amendments to the amendments with the county board. We are changing the time based on the agenda of extension education to be flexible enough to start at 6 or adjust it if we need to, as long as we have a 15-minute window in between it and we start planning and development at 7:15. Any other questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. It's passed. Okay. Do we have any other issues with the information other than the comment that was made about apparently me?
You're looking at me for it.
Well, I'm not sure where it came from, but
you should know by now. If it came from me, you would have heard it from my lips.
No, it wasn't my name specifically.
No, but it addressed the woman chair.
The woman chair.
Basically, an unimportant committee.
Wow.
Was the way it was summed up. I could sum it up, correct, Kim?
Yeah, that was pretty much it.
Boy, that was bold.
It's flashy.
Wow. You should have put your name down.
Yeah, I know.
If it's Die Hard. Okay,
I was a little surprised by it, but no.
It didn't bother me.
Water up the duck's back, Dan.
So, that and the fact that extension had been shortened, so...
Well, I will add, and I know you're pressed here, I've had discussion with staff, I've had discussion with supervisors, I've had discussion with several of the, let's call them stalwart public or constituents who show up for various meetings, and the feedback has been generally positive and certainly supportive to the point where I wouldn't in favor any modification to it, and if you factor in the supervisor count going to 23 in the matter of a month, I think it's the right approach and one that has proven to be efficient. So
I would have to agree. Any other questions on that?
I do want to thank the extension for their hard work on this, and I am glad that we resolved the time issue, because that was something that I had expressed some concern
about. Thank you. And I would like to apologize to our generations in the workplace program that we were supposed to have tonight because...
That's okay, I can do it again. I can do it another
We'll have to change it to a different night.
When we have a 6 o'clock meeting.
When we have a 6 o'clock meeting. Okay, anything else for extension?
Okay. Eat your cake.
I have a first and second to adjourn extension education. All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. We're adjourned. Please stay and enjoy some cake.
Thanks for being here. I'm here to open up the discussion.
I know.
That big bully chairman's
head of the year. This was good. Heather's going to make both.
Heather,
you're good.
I'm going to email both of them on Friday.
Confirm before we make any copies. Okay, thank you.
And then we'll be good. And okay. They promise that they're going to confirm right away.
Okay, excellent. Do you need some help? I was going to give you. Oh, you're good? Okay, yeah. You're just doing readjusting.
Yeah, done. The bag is slipping.
Okay. All right, I'm coming over to give this to.
Planning and development, yeah. Right through that door.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you got
it?
I just put it on hold. Okay. I didn't know what else to do. To
okay,
turn it
that's
off.
All right.
Yeah, she did. There's a lot of discussion that I probably didn't capture. And
okay.
The other thing is, she moved to adjourn that portion of the meeting, and she legally can't do that because it's all one meeting.
Okay.
So we'll just ignore that she did that. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And then she's got the other forms that
she
I left at her
she
spot.
Has.
Okay. Great. Thank you, Teddy.
Oh, you like you listen to Homer?